This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I suppose within the company that he kept, he was a pretty ordinary bloke. And I'm talking about Andrew. Andrew from the New Testament. We can read about him in the Gospels. And Andrew was a fairly ordinary person. He didn't seem to be any great academic. He wasn't a spokesman, really. And in the pecking order, his name hardly ever appeared, except for a few occasions. So we're not really sure about Andrew. In fact, he always seemed to be putting himself second, putting others ahead of himself. But Andrew, as we read, was obviously a thinker. He stopped and listened to what Jesus had to say. That's very important. I think that's a good thing for us to remember, to actually hear what Jesus says. He obviously was very careful to think about the words of Jesus, and he made a decision to actually follow Jesus one day. Now, when we follow Jesus, there's usually the implications of that, and back in those days, it certainly was true. The decision to follow Jesus impacted upon his life very closely, and also someone else. And we're talking about his brother, Simon Peter. All our decisions in life, of course, influence other people. If we really have someone who's close to us, for example, who means something to us, well, that will impact us. And so one thinks that the natural human response begins to falter when we move into the world of the spiritual area. And if we're talking about our Christian faith, sometimes it's difficult to share that with other people. But Andrew may well have been, as I said before, just an ordinary person. Perhaps his only ability was that of bringing a friend to hear Jesus. Now, if you're a committed Christian person, you might think, well, I don't have much going for me. I'm not a gifted evangelist. I'm not a great speaker. But do you know, like Andrew, you can, in fact, have the gift of evangelism, of actually taking the gospel, sharing the gospel with somebody else. And that's a gift. I think it's a gift that we can all cultivate. Certainly, Andrew employed that gift. He had the gift of being able to get alongside people, the gift of friendship, and enabling the gospel message to be proclaimed in a very clear way. And so we know that God has chosen people. We know too, for example, that the reality is that God chooses ordinary people rather than the high flyers. Now, why I say that is if you look at the Bible, you'll see that the majority of the heroes of the Bible, and there are quite a number of them, were ordinary people. For example, let me just think for a minute about shepherds. Now, shepherds are really on the bottom of the pecking order in the Jewish society, and yet we know the importance. When Jesus was born, the shepherds had an important role to play. Then you had carpenters, you had fishermen, you had people that made tents, and you had tax collectors who were despised people indeed. And as we read the Old Testament, seems that when the nation of Israel put high-profile people in charge, they got themselves into hot water. And so we know that the ordinary person mattered to Jesus. Now, Andrew, well, his brother, Peter, he was a different sort of character. Peter stood out from the crowd. He was a very forceful personality, outspoken. He had that authority. And there seemed to be a really big difference between Andrew and Peter. And so whenever we find Andrew, we find that he's bringing somebody else to Jesus. He brought his brother. He brought the boy with the five loaves and the two small fish so that people could be fed. You can read that in John chapter 6, verse 8. And in John chapter 12, for example, I'm looking at verse 20 and 21, we read that some Greeks were among those who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. And they went to Philip and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." So here we have Andrew, who was instrumental in bringing people. He was the person who stood out as his brother's keeper. Didn't make a lot of fuss, but someone who really was there and being very dependable. How the world really does need ordinary people like Andrew today. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you today for ordinary people all around us, Lord, people just like us who are ordinary but have done extraordinary things for you. We thank you for their talents and their abilities and their willingness to be used to extend your kingdom. And this I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.